it's very smooth. And it's so smooth that you can sit down on it as a child and just slide your leg all the way down and it empties out into a pond down at the bottom. And so we would step our feet in the cool water. We'd sit down and slide down the rocks until we got down in this pond, which was pretty decent size. Get down in the pond. Bop. You know, then we'd roll off to the side, get out, and do it again. Except for one time when I allowed the current to take me out just a little bit too far. Actually, I was very far out. And so much so that when I turned around and tried to swim back, I was swimming against the current. And so I was swimming this way, and the current was pushing me this way. I've never swam backwards before in my life, and I hope I never have to repeat that. But I knew I was in trouble at that point. And as I was struggling there, I looked over my shoulder, and I saw my aunt over on the shore of this pond. And she dove in, all of her clothes on, no bathing suit, just all her clothes, dove in, swam up, grabbed me, and pulled me back to the shore. And there she was, sopping wet, water dripping off of her, giving me a good stern word about, please do not let yourself be struck and pushed out that far again. I said, okay. Can I go back now? Gave me the permission. I did not repeat that mistake, but I can certainly say that I was very grateful for her help that day. And she is just a human being who saw myself as a child in trouble and came to help. Because helping is a good thing. As human beings, we are just drawn towards what is good. And in my case, this was a very dramatic time of a child being in trouble and my aunt doing something good, which was to save me, even if it meant she herself got something wet. Thankfully, she had a change of clothes and we were out there on decks in the car, so she had a chance to dry herself off. But as human beings, we have this desire for goodness. We are drawn towards what we perceive as good, which is so important because God is the ultimate goodness that we are ultimately drawn towards. Even when we get it wrong, even when we make mistakes, we are drawn to that goodness which is in God. But for us human beings, we also have some problems. We don't always experience this goodness, or we don't always make the best choices because we are imperfect people in an imperfect world. But that is why we have God, and that is why we have faith. Because through faith, what God does is infuses into us a sense of goodness. It's like if you were going to make tea. You got out your hot water, and you put it in your mug, you came and you got your tea bag, then you put it down there, and then the aroma of the tea starts coming out as soon as it hits the water. And at first, it's just hot water, and as time goes by, tea infuses its flavor, its texture, everything into that water. That is what God wants to do for us through the process of faith. He wants to infuse us with this goodness, which is what we are always meant for, being people made in the image of God. No, but we run into some problems, don't we? We have the trouble of being human beings, imperfect people, living in an imperfect world. One of the problems is we don't understand what is good. And I know St. Paul was struggling with this quite a bit. He was putting his thoughts down as he was writing his letter to the Romans. You remember a couple of weeks ago, he was saying, I try to do the right thing, but I do the wrong thing. And I don't want to do the wrong thing, but that's the thing I end up doing. Who will save me? So one of the problems he also identifies is that we don't always know what is good. We have, say, imperfect understanding. And so he says this, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs. With sighs too deep for words. Sometimes it's important just to trust God. Because God knows what's best for us, even when we don't have the words, even when we don't have the understanding. This is why why we have Scripture. This is why we have the Holy Spirit to guide us, so that we can learn throughout our lives and grow into what we understand goodness is. Kind of like if you were to give a child their dinner. You go take the plate, you make it up really nice, have their protein, rice or potatoes or whatever, and then there's the vegetables. You put it in front of this child. They're going to eat the vegetables first, right? My son, we put it in front of him, he's like, I don't want to eat that, that's yucky. No, this is good for you, you have to eat it. But over time, we learn. We know that vegetables really are good for us. It's the same with understanding goodness and things of God. Throughout our lives, sometimes we just have to trust, sometimes we just have to do it, and you will learn over time. Another problem we run into is that we don't do what is good, or we make the wrong decisions. I know I have a family history of diabetes, and so I am always very conscious of the fact of what foods I eat that have an impact on me for my long-term health. But then again, every so often, I'm driving past Dairy Queen, and I'm saying to myself, boy, a Blizzard really sounds good right now, doesn't it? Especially that new one with the strawberries and the chocolate. Anybody have that? Rather to say, I can't do that yet. God created the heavens and the earth, God said, it is good. And then God created humankind in his image, and God said, it is very good. We are very good. We are connected to that source of goodness. So spend some time every day being connected. I want you to feel it. I want you to experience it. I want it to be a regular part of your life. I want that goodness used deeply.